I'll call the August 6th meeting of the Plan Commission order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Excuse me.
Commissioner Thinnes?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all. In your packets, item B1, approval of the regular meeting of July 23rd. Any additions or corrections?
Move approval.
Second.
Discussion and motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item C1, certified survey map recording time frame as a unified development ordinance text amendment. This will be a public hearing. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. Staff is proposing this change. We have previously gone to the Common Council to get permission to start this process. I guess most important, there's a couple years ago, state law changed, state statutes changed from the 30-day recording time frame for CSMs after the last approval. A couple years ago, the state changed that to 12 months from the last approval or 36 months from the first approval. So to reflect the state statutes, we're proposing this change. But we had toyed with this idea even before we realized that law had changed, because oftentimes you run into concerns with the time frames of the conditions of approval on certified survey maps. Oftentimes the applicant has to do something, obtain approvals, prepare a landscaping plan, whatever, and sometimes those approvals will take more than 30 days. So it just made everything more cumbersome. Sometimes we had to come back for time extensions and other issues. This makes it cleaner, plus it makes our unified development ordinance consistent with state statute.
Are you saying our CSMs are getting more complicated? Don't answer that. Mr. Fuchs, you have a meeting notice, or a hearing notice.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, August 6, 2015, at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter, as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To hear public comment regarding application by the City of Franklin for a proposed ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text to amend Section 15-7.0705 and Section 15-9.0309G2 to allow a certified survey map to be recorded within 12 months after the date of last approval of the map and within 36 months after the date of the first approval of the map as set forth in Section 236.34(2B1) of the Wisconsin statutes.
Thank you very much. It appears it's properly noticed. This is a public hearing. I will open the public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone offering comment on this great CSM change? Anyone? All right. Seeing no one's rising to speak, I will close the public hearing. Does the commission wish to take action? Is there a motion?
Approval? I've got to read the ordinance.
Motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance text to amend Section 15-70.0705 and Section 15-9.0309G.2 to allow a certified survey map to be recorded within 12 months after the date of the last approval of the map and within 36 months after the date of the first approval of the map as set forth in Statutes 236.34 sub 2 sub B sub 1 of the Wisconsin State Statutes. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. We'll move on to item C2. Another text amendment, another public hearing, general office use amendment to the Unified Development Ordinance. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. Similar to the previous one, we had gone to the Common Council to get approval to start this process. Partly related to something staff was looking into, but as much important, there had been an earlier Unified Development Ordinance text amendment proposal by an applicant to allow a plumbing contractor in a zoning district that it wasn't allowed. And was thinking along something along these lines at that time as well. Staff thought that this text amendment would be a better way of addressing not just that particular issue, which was somebody who wanted to locate an office next to that kite place on Loomis St. Martin's Road by Highway 100. Thought that this would be a better way not to only address that issue, but others that have come up in the past throughout the city. So the Common Council has recommended approval to start this process. During that process of putting this together, another potential similar situation came up in Alderwoman Suzanne Mayer's district. It's all good auto repair on Loomis Road, south of Highway 100. So there's added text added to what we had originally shown the Common Council earlier to address situations like that, that specifically would deal with an aspect on a legal non-conforming issue. So the original proposal was just to create a new use category of general office, give it a definition, stick it in the SIC with all the others, and then make it a permitted use in most, in all the business-related zoning districts. This would be adding a caveat that certain specific legal non-conforming issues would be addressed at this point as well. However, staff looked into that matter a little bit more. That particular issue, which was originating this idea of the legal non-conforming to be added here, still require a special use amendment anyways, because what they're proposing to do. By doing a special use amendment could be a way to address this particular situation in a long-term fashion. So staff would be recommending approval of this subject to removing that additional language about the non-conforming use.
Okay, so if we turn to page 2 in your highlighted text on the write-up.
Correct.
That language also appears in the ordinance.
Correct.
So what you're suggesting is that if this moves forward this evening, that that language be stricken.
Correct.
Correct? Mr. City Attorney.
I'm reading the staff report, and I did prepare that language. And for whatever it's worth, I thought it was reasonable and limited to very unusual and extreme properties, situations in the entire city. It's one of those rare occurrence situations along the lines of the multi-use property that was just on 27th Street with an amendment, I think it was to the B4. It was the only one of its kind. And this was a way to deal with it in lieu of applying for a special use permit. I think Mr. Dietl just said it would still require a special use permit. Were you referring to All Good? Because for the weeks that this was circulated, I did not see that. I do not believe that's correct. And I think somewhere in the report here, staff says that the bold would apply to that project and therefore would not require a special use.
They're also proposing site changes.
All right, so it's unrelated to inside the building. Here, we're going to move this office. There are two buildings on this site. One of them's somewhat vacant. I'm going to move the office from this building to the one that's existing about 2 feet away. And then where the office was, they're going to put another auto repair bay. So it's a little bit larger than the size of a motor vehicle, and I just don't see how often that would ever come up even in the future with legal non-conforming uses. And to me, it's a reasonable application of zoning laws to a legal non-conforming use. And the staff report also indicates, well, there could be big problems and it could be large problems. And earlier this afternoon, I suggested, well, then put a square footage limit on it, and staff could look at it closer. But put for existing relocation within an existing building of an office use to be replaced. replaced by the legal non-conforming use operation. That area shall not exceed, 1,000 square feet. What's that? It covers that 30 by 30. 25 by 25 covers the 20 by 50. And then that even limits it even more. So anyway, that's my thought for whatever that's worth.
Okay, it's a public hearing. Mr. Fuchs, you have an announcement. Before you do that, this conversation was important because the notice that Mr. Fuchs is about to read included this language. So if we deleted it, those of you in the audience needed to know that. So, Mr. Fuchs.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, August 6, 2015 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To hear public comment regarding an application by the City of Franklin for a proposed ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance to create, to create a general office use category in section 15-3.0603, table of permitted and special uses in all non-residential zoning districts under the category of other uses not classified under SIC code, and to define such use category in section 15-11.0103, specific words and phrases.
We have a properly noticed public hearing. I will open that public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? No one has risen to speak on this matter. I will close the public hearing. Members of the commission, questions? Commissioner Fowler.
Yeah, this is a question for the city attorney. Jesse, I mean, we've done this. I mean, part of the problem with our UDO being so complicated is, have we not done this before where we've added specific language for a specific topic, then that gets adds confusion at times to our unified code? Is it better? I mean, if I hear the staff correctly, and I don't think you would disagree with this, there are other methods in the code to deal with this. But adding this specific language for one, it just continues to add more to the Unified Development Code. I like the idea of the general office category because it was missing. So I don't know. I'd just like your opinion on that.
The city attorney.
Answer is no. I don't know that there's many or anywhere near many of specific legislative inclusions in the Unified Development Ordinance that only apply to certain properties. This is just a relatively unique circumstance, and it's not so much code-wise, it's within a definition is what it is. And that definition would be applied rarely, yes, but it was a request of the alderperson for the district from the property owners. And I've also heard that council, now retained by the property owners, has conferred with the planning manager, and his thought was, a special use application. But is this in any way harmful or wrong or illegal or clutter up the UDO?
No.
Your recommendation is language stays in.
Yes, and I, with regard to the motion, I'd include with the definition to include a square foot area plus or minus 1,000 square feet to be for the staff and present it to the town council for office relocation within an existing building area.
You wanted me to write that down.
No, I didn't.
All right. Additional questions, staff?
I just want to ask a clarification on that thing. The square footage he was just adding, you said a plus or minus 1,000 square feet. Should it be more specific than that?
So. Well, I asked staff, see if they could take a look at it, and they obviously didn't have the time. So you know, it might, maybe the staff recommendation ultimately is even smaller than that. Maybe it's 700 square feet.
But a fixed number.
Yes. But it's, you know, picture of 20 by 30 room that's in that area of the larger size. And do a hypothetical. Picture a vacant grocery store, department store, that somehow in the future legislature has part of it that's in office, and then it's rezoned somehow or another, whereby that becomes illegal, non-conforming. Staff's concern in the report is that 20 years from now, somebody moved that office, and let's say the general operation, well, the general operation would have to be, let's say it's a, I don't
know, call center.
What?
Turn it into a call center.
Well, I know, but it's in some non-conforming use. So if you've got a part that's vacant and you move that office into the vacant area and then put your manufacturing or whatever it is into where the office space was, you could only do that if the office relocation area was less than approximately 20 by 30 or 20 by 50. 25 by 25 or something like that. So it's less than from where the front row of the audience is and the width of this room to the back wall. So I guess in common parlance, it's not that big a deal. Or in future. Or
Commissioner Fowler.
Would we need to add that language to this motion for the ordinance? Or do we? Should we add some language like let staff determine the square footage not to exceed 1,000 square feet and leave it to their determination if we're not ready to come up with a square footage and tie their hands.
You're going to do that in a second. Any other questions? Without objection, Mr. City Attorney, please fashion a motion.
Motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance to create a general office use category in Section 15-3.0603. Table of permitted and special uses in all non-residential zoning districts under the category of other uses not classified under SIC code and to define such use category in section 15-11.0103 specific words and phrases with the definition to include a square foot area limit of +/-1,000 square feet final amount to be recommended to the Common Council to be determined by staff for office relocation within an existing building area.
Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We move on to item C3, which is Southbrook Church expansion, a natural resource special exception. Mr. Dietl.
Thank you. The natural resource special exception is related to two specific activities happening at the church. One is while they were following up with the conditions of approval from their earlier approval earlier this year, they had done a site plan amendment for an expansion of the church. They did a CSM to get rid of some of those lots, the lots that are in that northeast corner. While they were following up with the conditions of approval on that, they discovered a new isolated small little wetland that hadn't shown up before, possibly even created when they were doing some original grading for an earlier site plan approval that included some stormwater management changes. Bottom line is they did double check with the DNR to see if there was any exemption, verify that it was a wetland. It is a wetland. It is covered. No exemption. So it is a wetland. So they would like to get rid of that wetland, and then they have to go through this natural resource special exception. In addition, more recently, the Common Council has been looking into the issue of reconstruction of St. Martin's Road, and one of the conversations at the council was the possibility of putting a trail through this property, connect the sidewalk that might be on St. Martin's all the way up to the school that's north of the church. Even at the last earlier site plan amendment, we knew that possibility was out there. We mentioned it to the applicant. They were interested into the idea, but there was no condition or any decision at that time on a trail. At this point in time, now they are supportive of a trail on that property. The details are being worked out by the engineering department. And that trail preliminary location would be on the far northwest side of the property, possibly impacting some more additional wetland setbacks and buffers. So this natural resource special exception would cover both of those projects, the filling of that small isolated wetland so that they can continue to expand the church. And specifically, I could note that the emergency access or fire lane that would go 360 degrees around that church, required or requested by the fire department, goes right through that wetland. So, I mean, there's a concrete reason why they're asking for that wetland to be filled. So it covers the removal of the entire wetland, the setback and buffer associated with that wetland, and then a small fraction for setback and buffer wetlands on the north and west side for the proposed trail as well.
This will be a public hearing. Mr. Fuchs, you have a meeting notice to read.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, August 6, 2015 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers in the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application from Southbrook Church, Inc. for a special exception to natural resource feature provisions for property located at 11010 West St. Martin's Road, Zoned I-1 Institutional District. The requested special exception to natural resource feature provisions is for the purpose of filling approximately 2,770 square feet of wetland, grading and paving within approximately 11,326 square feet of wetland buffer, and grading, paving, and maintaining turf grass within approximately 17,424 square feet of wetland setback upon the Southbrook Church property as necessary for the current and future development of the church, the installation of a fire lane, and to provide for a trail on the property that the city plans to develop.
It appears we have a properly noticed public hearing. Local ordinance requires that in the cases of natural resource special exception public hearings that any testimony given would be sworn. I will open the public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to be heard on the subject? Please come forward, give us your name and address, and be sworn.
My name is Joyce Linsky, and I live at 10655 West Oliver Drive.
Hold on one second, Ms. Linsky. Let's see your turn.
Would you raise your right hand, please? You promise to help tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And you already stated your name and address. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. I just had a question because we live in the subdivision adjacent to Southbrook Church. And I know years ago they wanted to put a subdivision where the church is now. And there was a problem at that time that filling in the wetlands would cause problems in the subdivision because we do have somewhat of a drainage problem in that subdivision. Is that going to affect anything in the subdivision? Is that going to give us more water or affect us in any way?
I was your alderman at the time. This was the wetland of concern at the time, with this being the subdivision. The concern is the amount of it was at the time, as I recall, the effect of putting houses, driveways, sidewalks, etc. in here and what it would do to run off in here. The wetland we're talking about is right here, and staff will confirm as I tell you this. This wetland is not connected to the main wetland, which affects your neighborhood. In addition to that, this wetland, it appears, is a net result of installing this particular parking lot. So I'm not a wetland scientist. There's a couple guys here that are more qualified than I, but anyway, it's not going to affect you. Staff agree with that statement? Staff's nodding up and down.
Thank you.
But I didn't promise you that. Anyone else wishing to speak? Please come forward. Give us your name and address, then we'll swear you in.
I am Sandy Emanuele at 11309 West Church Street.
You're up there.
You promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you, Sandy.
Whatever's been done, I wasn't really aware, but that the church had so much going on, And we've had more water than we've ever had coming toward our property and Spencer Daniels, which I think he owns part of the wetland or the marsh, we call it, over toward...
It's up here.
Yeah, it's over there. And it's deeper than it's ever been, ever. And we've lived there for quite a while. And I think that filling all that in would probably affect all of that. And I'm assuming that all that they've already done over here is why it's coming more up toward our properties. And I've lost several trees just from, I think, the water being too high. So I object. I don't know what to say.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? Seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing. Commission, questions from the commissioners? Commissioner Haley.
If I understood staff's comments, it is a mapped wetland, and I understand this is the city process, but where are we at with the DNR? They ultimately control whether that wetland can be destroyed. I mean, we can approve our ordinances, but where are we at with the bigger picture of the higher power saying yes or no?
I don't know where. All I know for sure is that they were contacted first to find out if it was a wetland, and second, if they had some kind of exemption they could fall under. That's all I know. And the answer was it is a wetland and there is no exemption. In the process of applying for permits to fill it, where they are, I don't know.
Name and address for the record.
Justin Johnson with JSD Professional Services. Exact address, even. Nancy's Court in Waukesha. To answer your question about the process with DNR, we have submitted for a DNR general permit for a wetland fill under a 10 or under $10 square feet. And spoke to April Marcangeli at the DNR yesterday. She was on vacation all of last week, so she just got to looking at it earlier this week. She said within the next couple of days, she'll have a chance to review that application. That's where it is. We've had a lot of discussions with the DNR leading up to this, not including the exemption request with MOSA there. But in the end, we have to go through that process and this process for that point. It should also be noted that this particular area was walked in 2012. I think Joel kind of alluded to that. But it was walked in 2012 as part of our wetland delineation for the parking lot project to the northwest of the church. And there was no evidence of the wetland at that time. However, the ditch that we graded and the storm sewer we put in as part of that project was designed to divert water from that Allwood subdivision area around our pond and into the wetland area, water that always went that way. And that diversion had the unintended side effect of slowing down the water that came through that area, and that was what caused the wetland to form. A little background on that particular.
Could you show me that, how that drainage pattern is?
Do you have a blazer? Sure. In fact, I've got an exhibit that shows a little bit better.
I'd like to see another map up there.
I have a map too. It's a little bit more of a current aerial, but basically, the water from this Allwood subdivision area drained down into here previously under the project that built this parking lot. We put in new stormwater ponds that came into this area here. We did not want this water from lands that at that time were not owned by the church. We did not want that water coming into our pond because it would have artificially oversized our pond. So what we did is when we put in our storm sewer in our ditch, we came around here and drained our parking lot into the pond. But on the back side of that ditch, we put a little bit of a berm to take this water and kick it to a bypass pipe that we put through our pond. Well, that diversion berm that was set right here caused the water that was coming down here to take a turn, and as it dark area right here that crosses the property. That's right where we were forcing the water to turn, and it slowed the water down, gave the soils that were that had wetland tendencies, gave them the water that they needed. That's the history of it.
One other question that I have for you. Was fill brought in for those areas? Is that native soil, or is that fill that was brought in where the wetland, just where you put your berm?
Right there.
Yeah, how much fill was brought in for that?
That was native.
That's all native soil?
Native soils there.
Just the berm was filled then? Or did you just landscape it and scrape it up?
Yeah, we just windrowed the dirt up from the swale that we cut.
So that's all, no fill was brought in to build the berm, right?
No, it was all from on site.
Mr. Haley.
A couple of observations, and I appreciate what you're saying. And as protective as I tend to be of wetlands, this is isolated, separated from, I don't see a big issue from it. Two things, I guess. One, whatever action we take, we have to be very careful because ultimately the DNR has the full say, and you're probably into a 30-day public notice. So your timeline before you get the approval from the DNR, assuming, in fact, that they do approve it, I guess we need to be cautious about not moving forward in advance of that doing grading operations. And then I'll just make a comment about wetlands and soils in general. They're typically not created or destroyed. I'm looking at the soils map. It's an Askam silt loam. Those are formed under wetlands. So there was 1,000 years ago a wetland there. It's probably always been there. It didn't just get created by some recent grading. The point is I think it's all right in this situation to fill it. You're not going to see any significant impacts to adjacent hydrology or whatever. But I do have to caution you about the fact that until the DNR weighs in, you don't have an official, and you get in a lot of trouble if we move forward and let them go ahead and grade that absent that approvals. And I'm not sure what your timeline on grading is. So.
Right, and we do have that particular area protected by silt fence and or construction fencing until such time that we have all the proper permits in place. Commissioner Haley.
Fowler.
I was looking at you asking him.
Just to be sure, to address one of the comments that we heard during the public hearing about some of they feel there's increased drainage problems in the neighborhood off to the right on that picture. The water that's draining from there doesn't have any chance to reach that neighborhood. If that wetland is removed, where is that water? If you remove the wetland, or when you put in something that disturbs that wetland, where will that water end up? It's going to end up in your pond, correct?
Correct. That whole area, the parking lot to the northwest of the site, the proposed fire lane, all future church expansion areas are all calculated into the stormwater pond that has been constructed out there. So everything is designed to come to that pond.
Right. If I remember when I was on the planning commission when that was built, all that water from that church goes into that pond, or the pond that sits right just to the north. I think it's north.
All of those, the new portion of the pond and the existing portion that you see on that aerial are all interconnected. It's all
and
one.
You've never had those, they've had drainage problems. And those ponds have not been overrun or overflowed in all the time since you've constructed.
Not that I'm aware of. The new pond system that includes the expanded area has been there for 2 years. I'm not aware of any problems.
So increased drainage from that church is heading into those ponds, and you've not had overflows into that area.
Right, and in fact, as it sits today and as it will sit after the current expansion that's going on now, those ponds are significantly oversized because they are designed for future ultimate build-out, whether that happens or not. Down the line, those ponds are designed.
Actually, it appears, looking at that aerial, that was shot just after a rain event.
You see the water marks on the pavement.
Okay. We can. Without objection, is there a motion to recommend approval of the Southbrook Church, Inc., David Hansen, Building Committee, Property Owner, Natural Resource Features special exception pursuant to the standards, findings, and decisions recommended by the Plan Commission and the Common Council consideration of the Environmental Commission recommendations. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we'll move on to item C4. Again, this is a public hearing regarding Starfire Systems, natural resource special exception for a parking lot. Mr. Deagle.
Thank you. Again, a natural resource special exception. The applicant is in the business park, been there for a while. They have a parking lot or a driveway on the south end of their building. Last year or so, they put some gravel in south of that driveway, which happens to be within a wetland setback and buffer. They didn't know that at the time, apparently. So then earlier this year, late last year, they started looking into a building expansion, came to the city to get approvals for that. During that review is when staff found out that there was a wetland to the south, and that gravel area, which at the same time they're doing their building expansion, they would like to do and pave, was at that time that staff found out that there was a wetland setback and buffer there. That project went to the CDA. The CDA was recommending approval or approved it with conditions, one of which was including obtaining a natural resource special exception for that encroachment into the wetland setback and buffer. So now the applicants come forward to this natural resource special exception. They did also go, again, for the natural resource special exception, they did go to the CDA. The CDA is recommending approval with the conditions noted by staff at the end of the staff report. It went to the Environmental Commission. However, at the Environmental Commission, the motion for action failed. There weren't enough votes in the affirmative or in any matter, so that the motion failed. So there is no recommendation from the Environmental Commission. They were trying to recommend approval with similar conditions as staff has, same conditions that are in the Environmental Commission's recommendation, with one added one, which would be a letter of credit to cover the costs of the mitigation. And in regards to the mitigation, the applicant was proposing to do some invasive species removal, remove some buckthorn from the woodlands. And staff is recommending no for this natural resource special exception. We believe that there is another alternative that was discussed earlier in the process. The applicant doesn't agree that that's a viable alternative, and ultimately the CDA agreed with the applicant as well that that's not a viable alternative, but staff believes it still is. So we're recommending denial. But if the city wishes to approve it, as we've mentioned to the Environmental Commission and the CDA, we identified a number of conditions, and those included more detailed mitigation plan, not only for the invasive species removal that they're proposing, but also for the inclusion or addition of some native plantings, and the removal of any storm snow storage in this area. So those were the conditions staff was proposing if the city would wish to approve this natural resource special exception.
Okay, this will be a public hearing. Mr. Fuchs, you have a notice to read.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, August 6, 2015 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application from Starfire Systems, Inc. for a special exception to natural resource feature provisions for property located at 9825 South 54th Street, Zone Plan Development District Number 18 in the Franklin Business Park. The requested special exception to natural resource feature provisions is for the purpose of allowing for grading and paving within approximately 1,393.92 square feet of wetland buffer, 2,352.2 square feet of wetland setback, and on-site mitigation for the wetland buffer and wetland setback at a ratio of 1.5:1 to allow for the installation of a parking lot for Starfire Systems, Inc.
We have a properly noticed hearing notice. Again, local ordinance provides that any testimony given here is sworn. I will now open the public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone wishing to speak? Seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing. Members of the commission, I will tell you that the CDA looked at this. Their concern was protection of the wetlands to the south.
during snow events. The parking lot would be located roughly here. Concerned about plowing snow this way, and this way the applicant, who happens to do his own snow removal sometimes, has agreed to limit that activity and push it elsewhere. So any other addition, any other questions from the commission? Commissioner Thiss.
What was the alternatives that were shot down?
You could see in the northeast corner of the property where that drive curves. We were proposing that the parking be placed there. However, that would encroach in a landscape easement, but we thought encroachment in a landscape easement would be not as bad as encroachment into a wetland setback and buffer. And then we were suggesting if that was the proposal that would move forward, that additional landscaping would be placed there. Because there is the purpose of a landscape easement to screen the parking. Put parking there, it would not be very well screened. So then staff was suggesting additional landscaping be placed there. I believe the applicant didn't like it in that location because they want the parking to be closer to the back of the building.
Okay. Second, the mitigation, is that on this property then?
Yes.
And this property extends all the way down to this line down?
No, not that far. I believe there's a property line just below those numbers. Does it go all the way down?
Yeah, thing, yeah.
So.
Yes, it doesn't go all the way down.
And the mitigation proposal at this point is to remove all of the buckthorn from that area?
Nope. Approximately 1.5 times the amount of wetland setback and buffer loss, they would do that square footage of buckthorn removal.
Okay. The invasion into the setbacks and the wetland area has already occurred.
With gravel,
without
yes.
the benefit of an exception.
Correct.
According to the proper procedures that are required.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Commissioner Haley.
If I can be helped with clarification, I thought the Environmental Commission was required to give an affirmative recommendation for us to take action, or am I misremembering the ordinances?
They must be given an opportunity to. And if a certain amount of time happens without one, the council can proceed anyway.
Additional questions? Okay. Without additional questions, Jesse's the man. Is there a motion to recommend approval of the Starfire Systems and Malik Family Limited Partnership owner, a natural resource features special exception pursuant to the standards, findings, and decisions recommended by the Plan Commission and Common Council consideration of the Community Development Authority recommendation. Is there such a motion?
I'll so move.
Is there a second? Is there a second to the motion? Is there a second going last? Hearing no second, the motion dies. Is there other action regarding this item?
I move recommending denial.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Discussion on that motion? Mr. City Attorney.
Is it appropriate for me to speak or no? If I knew, I could have answered questions here then for.
Well, we got a motion on the floor that's been seconded. So, in that instance, no.
I withdraw the second.
Is there a motion to suspend the regular order to allow the applicant to speak?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Mr. Malik.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Name and address, sir?
Yes, please.
Daryl Malik, 9825 South 54th Street is a business address, also resident at 8230 River Terrace Drive. I want to address two things. One, regarding the staff's recommendation for denial, the main reason that we really didn't want to do the parking up there was on behalf of the business park, which we discussed, and which is why they recommended is where they suggest an alternative to be. This parking is for service trucks, for trailers, and for will call customers at our warehouse. So what the public would see is a line of trailers, service vehicles, which would not be appealing at all to the appearance of the business park. If I can address that up there.
So basically what we would be talking about is in this area, whether it's here or here, anywhere in this area with additional parking, you would be seeing all kinds of service vehicles, service vans, trailers, all that kind of thing, which is exactly why we wanted to put it back here so it is screened. And it, the CDA determined that it's very much in the public's and the business park's best interest to put it back here versus having all those things. And we can't do this addition with all this. That's my first point. So that's really in our roll call areas here. It's just not what I would call a realistic recommendation to have roll call customers, again, with service vehicles, trailers, and park up here, and then have that all the way back. So that's, I wanted to address that. And I wanted to state that staff was actually at that meeting and concurred with that recommendation, so I was very surprised to hear of the denial at this point. And regarding that, with the last meeting we were here at, we were instructed that, and while I understand this is a separate body, we were instructed that if we go through the natural resource exception, that was the recommendation of staff, that there, we wouldn't be having this issue right now. We have spent now up to $15,000 to get 13 parking spaces, which has been a long, long, to be honest, frustrating road. And there's really no negative effect. We've agreed to, we'll take all the Buckthorn out of that whole area if that's more desirable for the commission. But I guess I'm very, very strongly requesting, based on comments made by older people in the past and other commissions and committees and all the work we've been through, that the commission reconsider our request. There really are no other options on this property other than to move it.
Let's do city engineer first.
I have a question. Is there any reason why we can't do parking on the back side here?
I'm sorry?
Is there a reason? Up against the building?
Yeah, there's a large transformer. There's also two very large trees right there, which in our mind would be taking more away from the natural resources. So there's really, you could squeeze one or two spots in there, but that's about it.
Okay, we'll do Commissioner Sinnes, then Commissioner Haley.
Are you adding on to this building?
Yes.
And you're adding on, I would take it to the
west.
What would that be, the west?
The west, correct.
Are you adding on the full width of that building?
Yes.
By the width, full width, I mean the full width of that elevation?
If you look at the larger width on the right side, that full width from where that is all the way up to the front.
Are those a couple of loading docks right there?
Yeah, the lower, right in that corner is loading docks, correct.
Are those disappearing then?
Those would remain.
They're going to remain?
Yes.
So the building's going to jut out again?
Exactly.
To the full width of the building and go back from that point?
Exactly.
So there's no way of putting parking back behind the building?
No. No, we looked at that as well, keeping in mind for the last 2 years we've been trying to find other options, and this is the most feasible, the only feasible option.
Well, okay, I'm not really crazy about the idea of taking wetlands and then coming and saying, well, now I want them because I take them already, and all the issues that come up with that, because there are processes and procedures
we completely understand, and we've been through that conversation. The net effect of what happened is we did move a business, as I described to the CDA, we moved a business here from St. Francis and brought a lot of jobs to Franklin. At that point, we had nowhere to go, so we were basically parking as close to the grass as we could, and it ended up being a muddy mess, which we thought was more damaging than putting gravel there, just to at least control the mud and everything else. So I completely understand and respect your opinion, and if the timing was different, we never would have done that. But again, it was a necessity to move the business from St. Francis to here, and that's why we did that. All I can really do at this point is apologize and ask that that be separated from the decision of what's in the best interest of Franklin and the business.
Mr. City Attorney, then Mr. Haley.
Just one other factor considered by the Community Development Authority, including when the original application was there a year ago in summer, was made by Business Park Association, and part of that was that, and I appreciate fully, a natural resource is a natural resource, whether it's this big or this big, but this particular parcel, I recall the comment that there is no other of all of the lots in the Franklin Business Park that is anywhere near that size and ratio of open space, wooded green space, that is the unique parcel. And so that's where the, you know, business use limitation really started.
Yeah.
So it's unique.
Commissioner Haley.
I guess the questions that I have is, you're looking forward to expanding. Has staff had a chance to look at those plans? I guess where I'm coming from is, you put an addition on the building, logically seem to indicate you're probably going to need more parking, more business, more employees.
Correct.
So where does that parking go?
No,
don't we end up in a situation where there's a dearth of places put parking with the addition of a building?
Those employees are already there, and if you saw our warehouse, you would understand the need for the addition. Everything's already there. But we're just so overwhelmed inside with the amount of product. The bulk of the addition is warehouse. So the staff that's already there is going to be the staff that's there when the addition is completed.
And I appreciate that. I'd like to hear from staff about actual parking space floor area requirements.
Mr. Deedy.
I can note that the original site plan back in 1997 showed a future building expansion as part of the original site plan, but didn't change the amount of parking. So I don't know if there was an analysis done at that time, but I do know that at that point they had envisioned a building expansion but not a parking lot expansion.
Would our standards for parking, I guess that's what I'm saying, is when the building comes in, will our ordinances require additional parking spaces potentially?
The CDA has the authority to set the parking standards in the business park.
Thank you.
Mr. City Attorney and Commissioner Haley, the follower.
And for whatever it's worth, now that I hear original site plan was 1997. The Unified Development Ordinance was first adopted by the city in 1998. And all of the detailed natural resource provisions, including natural resource special exception, were first adopted effective August 1, 2003. With regard to earlier questions of prior use.
Commissioner Fowler.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand how you ended up, I'm not doing it right. There it is. You expanded into the wetland here, and as we heard from one of the residents here, Franklin has water problems all over the place. And as people come begging forgiveness, we have to deal with the residents when the water ends up in their basements, in their streets, etc. And it's these kind of activities that have occurred in the past when business owners and even residential property owners have come in after the fact and asked us to approve things that in the long run, it's a death by a thousand cuts if we continue to allow this. I mean, what if your neighbor comes and says, well, you know, I'm going to put something here, or I'm going to put something over here, I need something. And we deny them, and we've given you approval, so you understand the problem that I have. Also, the mitigation of taking out the buckthorn. I've been fighting buckthorn with the county parks and the parks people for a long time. I don't buy that mitigation strategy at all. If you're going to get my support, it's going to be difficult. I would like to see you do something like putting in some porous pavement here. It's going to be a little more costly, but then again, it's costly to the city for you having moved forward with the development of an area that's not supposed to be developed. But I'd like to see this go into like a porous paver, and if you're going to do your mitigation, then put some type of rain guard on the backside to take some of that drainage to prevent those pollutants from getting in. Because the buckthorn, you're going to clear it unless you do it right and hire the right kind of staff, and that's going to cost you a lot more than $15,000, I'll tell you that right now. You won't get the buckthorn out of there, and it's just going to come back. So I would like to see if we could add to the motion that mitigation, or I would recommend to the council that they require that kind of porous pavement added to that, because then you could still park there, and then you'd have some kind of rain guard on the outside of that. And I would ask my fellow planning commissioners to weigh in, that particular Commissioner Haley, who has a little more experience with that than I do.
Mr. Malley.
Yeah, I just wanted to address that right now the condition is that it is curb. It will be paved. It will be sloped away from the wetland. That is a condition, and that's what is shown. So, and if I could just address two other things that were mentioned along the way here. One is regarding the green space. We do have, by far, we have almost, I think it's over 50% green space. The closest other one in the whole business park is, I believe, 22 or 23%, somewhere in that range. So I wanted to clarify that as well. So that, but everything you mentioned is our intent to do that.
Well, porous pavement can have curb and gutter. What that allows for is a lot of the stormwater will then penetrate through the street instead of running off into the storm sewer system, which is something that did not do when it was part of that natural area. So what I'm saying is the porous pavement would be something I would appreciate, even if it has curb and gutter. I don't know, is that allowed under city ordinance?
We've done a few instances, so I think
even with curb and gutter, I think you can still have that porous pavement and pavers. And if you, why I pointed to Commissioner Haley is they just did a development like that on the sports complex off of Ryan Road. So I'd like to see that mitigation over the Buckthorn mitigation.
Just wanted a clarification from what the city attorney had said before regarding this is the only lot within the building business park that has a significant protected resource area on it. Is that what you were saying?
The entirety of the green space area is by far more than any other lot. And the property owner just said was with regard to percentages of lot occupation by building space, et cetera, developed space. This one's more than half green space. The next closest is in the 20% green space.
Okay, so have we determined exactly where the limits of this lot are?
Yes.
Is this entire lower section here part of that lot?
Yes.
Okay, all the way over to this building
no,
here?
No.
To where the 331
right there, yep.
And an inch. So that's the other boundary of that. So this area up in the corner up here is not part of that property where there appears not to be a wetland area?
To the west?
Right up on top. Right up in this area. Right here. That's a little knoll.
Yeah, that's a separate parcel.
That's a separate parcel. Okay. All right.
I will say, speaking on behalf of the CDA went through a lot of gyrations with this, and we put the applicant through his share of, and this has been going on for over a year, so it wouldn't be good if this commission took some action, some affirmative action and made a decision so the applicant can get on with his business. Mr. City Engineer.
So my understanding that you are willing to do some sort of porous pavement and in addition some sort of deep-rooted native grasses or something to allow absorption in there? I'd be supportive of that,
correct,
to make that commitment. Sure.
Correct.
Mr. Jurthen,
well, where are we going with the mitigation now? I've heard several suggestions, pervious pavements, really eliminating all the buckthorn in that area. Where are we with that?
I leave it to the applicant.
Well, I guess it sounds like if I'm hearing the commission, I'm hearing different things, but if I'm hearing part of it correctly, that the pavement solution is more desirable than the buckthorn.
Correct.
And if that's correct, if that's the commission's opinion, we're more than fine with that.
Commissioner Haley.
I guess I might lend some clarity to that. Two different issues were apples and oranges here. The pervious pavement is going to help with water quality running off the site to the storm sewer. The buckthorn removal, something you should be thinking about doing anyways, because it's going to consume your woodland. It will cease to exist. It will choke out the sunlight and displace all those desirable trees. So it's a desirable thing to do. It doesn't really have significant impacts on the wetland. I guess the biggest concern that I have is we've had this accidental incursion already. That's what the buffers are there to protect. And if I'm clear on this, we're not actually having wetland impacts. It's all buffer impacts.
Right. And I wanted
So it's just, it's a city thing. The buffers would have been there to protect and preclude this, but of course the UDO came in after effect. You still shouldn't have done it. I think you realize that. But I guess the concern I have with moving forward is how do we make sure that this doesn't happen? to put a building in. 5 years from now, you might find you need some more, that they're bigger trucks. We're back here in the same situation. I'd like to find a way to give you the relief you need, but...
If I can take what the Environmental Commission had said, even though they didn't get to the point where they could vote, which is still a question in my mind, one of their concerns was to make sure it happened, that we provide the letter of credit to make sure the work gets done. And I would think that's a condition of anything. If we can attach occupancy to the building addition, is fine with us. That's a condition of any construction project, that, you know, that we're obligated by your decision to do whatever that is, whether it's, you know, whether it's the pavement or the whatever kind of mediation it is.
Mr. Engineer.
I guess I'd like to make a suggestion. If you look at our new sewer and water operations center, we plan to have not only porous pavement, but we'll have some constructed wetlands. We're actually putting little signs up, so everybody in the future will know that there's a reason that that's there, and so I would be okay if we at least some sort of little sign of some sort.
Sure.
So.
Mr. City Attorney.
Just listening to Commissioner Haley's concern, I think, and he can correct me if I'm wrong, I'm thinking he's more interested in a status monitoring of his property. I'm assuming that Starfire, like all the other businesses in the city of Franklin, subject to an annual fire department inspection, and maybe condition natural resource special exception in one way, shape, or form to include a condition that the property owner, concurrent with the annual fire department inspection, shall present file with the Department of City Development photographic and written status information of the natural resource area in question.
Mr. Malik.
Yeah, if I can, that would be fine with us, but I'd also like to just state that the CDA and the business park itself, and they have done this already, and we've complied with everything they've asked. I mean, they watch closely, and I believe that's their authority to make sure that whatever we commit to, that we do, and they're really good at that. So so that's another source, I guess, for your reassurance that it's their obligation to make sure we do that as well as the city, but I'm fine with it either way.
I just want to comment as to the Environmental Commission's request for a letter of credit. In this instance, I'm not a big fan of that requirement. Mr. Malik's a business owner here in the city. He's improving his business. He owns a home here. He's building another business in the city. I don't see any need to burden him with a requirement that, frankly, just spends more money and doesn't accomplish anything. Let's do Mr. Alderman Dandridge.
I do have a question. According to Mr. Haley, he did make a made at least a statement about the buckthorn and the invasion and the growth of that, and eventually choking out the natural habitat of the area. So if we're going to go with this, I think we should have an element of buckthorn removal.
Commissioner Fowler.
I'd like to speak to that. I agree that the buckthorn is part of is a problem, and it would be a nice for the landowner to remove it from his property. But again, he's filling a buffer to the wetland. Removing the buckthorn does nothing to protect that area from the runoff from the property, from the avenue. That's why I'm recommending that you get the services that the buffer was providing to that wetland by putting in some kind of porous pavement and natural vegetation, which I still think, and I would defer to Commissioner Haley, I think trying to remove all the buckthorn from his property, if they can't go onto the other property that is to the west, it's just going to be a fool's errand and a waste of money, because the buckthorn from that area will spread back almost immediately. Removing buckthorn, and Commissioner Haley can agree, I think will agree with this, is a very difficult task to completely eradicate it from a woodland. Like I said, I'm trying to reestablish the buffer that was lost by the building or the filling of this gravel by putting in some type of porous pavement to prevent.
Commissioner Haley.
Try to keep this simple. Okay, if we were to go with pervious pavement, I thought I said that this parking area is proposed to have curb and gutter. curb and gutter might give me the comfort level I need about future expansion. I mean, it's going to physically contain that. And,
right.
I mean, usually gravel lots and things are non-curb. They just tend to get bigger and bigger. So that might be a reasonable solution. If you were to pave that impervious, continue to enclose it in the curb and gutter, that may help to isolate that area in the future. I'm a little bit concerned, though, because your plan, site plan, is showing that it's a snow removal area.
Right, and that was already a condition that we were going to redesignate that to a different area.
Okay, it's just my concern is it shows that on the site plan. That should probably
That'll be right.
That's a condition
because,
also.
Because that's what's going to lead to the degradation of the wetland even more than anything else,
agree.
Or your road salt contaminants. So I, that said, again, the buckthorn would be a nice thing. Stewardship of your whole woodland wetland complex only improves the value of your property and all that, and I think that may be something you just want to do. But as far as the parking lot, pervious pavement contained with the curb and gutter might make some sense.
All right, let me try this one again, see if we can make this work. A motion to recommend approval of Starfire Systems Inc., Malik Family Limited Partnership, all of the rest of the things that I said earlier. And Community Development Authority recommendation with the condition that the pavement used for the parking area be of pervious surface, include curb and gutter, and that the applicant embark on a self-imposed program of buckthorn removal.
Native vegetation.
And includes...
Just in the area, they're going to be up against the wood. I apologize, you're reading your motion.
Minimum 5 foot.
A minimum distance between the porous pavement and the remaining wood lot.
Minimum 10 foot.
10 foot.
And that the applicant
includes. Not to exceed 10 feet in width.
10 foot width of natural plantings. Is there such a motion?
And to revise the plans accordingly?
Yes, correct.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion of that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. When are we opening, by the way?
Thank you very much.
Darrell, when are we opening?
Definitely the 21st. If not before, you will all be invited probably in the fall.
What we're talking about is point after. Yes, Darrell, this goes to the council in 2 weeks. Week and a half. 18th.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Deagle.
Did we go back into regular session?
Oh,
we did not.
All right, so that motion was not made. I see the attorney doesn't care. Is there a motion to go back and open?
Go second.
All those in favor, go back to normal order, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Should we revote just to make it?
All those in favor of the previous motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. That would be the motion for the Matlick Family Partnership Starfire System C4.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, and thanks, Joel. Okay, we're going to move on to item D1, Rawson Pub Barn Restaurant. This is a rezoning request, Mr. Deagle.
Rezoning and special use. Both public hearings were held at the last Planning Commission meeting. Only one person spoke at that time. Planning Commission, at the suggestion of staff, tabled to this meeting so that the applicant could finish putting their materials together and provide them to the Planning Commission. You should have before you now everything that we need. The last piece was the large size site plans that we just received a day or two before. So those are at your seats. Staff is recommending, so to break it into pieces, I guess, the rezoning, staff fully supports. Typically, as standard operating procedure, you really can't put conditions, this is straight up yes or no. Staff is recommending approval of the rezoning from M2 to B2. In regards to the special use, staff is also recommending approval, but with a number of conditions that have been identified in the staff report. The applicant is aware of them. Also, there was still not a lot of detail about these outdoor events, so staff just took a stab at it and added some conditions. It's my understanding Oren talked with the applicant, and he's okay with those conditions in regards to the outdoor events. So again, with those conditions, staff is recommending approval of the special use as well.
When we get to the special use, I got some comments. Okay, regarding the rezoning, any questions for staff regarding the rezoning? I do have one. This is all okay for no one being able to make the argument that this is spot zoning due to its conformance with the Conference Master Plan.
And there is B2 across the street for, I believe, the Verdure Park.
Okay, thank you. Questions for staff? Commissioner Fowler.
Just real quick, Joel, if since we don't know exactly what's going to be happening outdoor, it seems like the Rock and some of the other facilities, we've noticed we've had some residential complaints, even though I know they've never exceeded the decibel limits, et cetera, but there's still complaints. If they do come and want to do an outside activity there, would they have to come to the Planning Commission or get approval for that activity, or would it be covered under this and they'd be able to do it without having to come back for clarification?
As proposed here, they would be coming back to staff only, and would only be limited to those types of events, music, plays, parties. If they wanted to do something else unique or distinctive from those kinds of events, they would have to come back either to amend the special use or do a temporary use. But if it's music, plays, or parties, or anything very similar to those, it would be staff review.
And you've been doing that for some other areas, too, and we've not had tremendous... I mean, we get complaints, even though they're within the sound ordinance.
Yes. There are... It's all... There's a few examples, I shouldn't say all across the board. There's a few examples where things like this have been approved as part of a special use, and something's not exactly the way it was in special use, but it's close enough, staff's making an administrative determination. Because if it's clearly in a special use and they're sticking to it, they're done. So whatever that special use said.
And staff would take into consideration residential complaints if they came in for parties.
Yes. The only thing that we wouldn't be able to resolve is if we continue to investigate, find out that, yes, it still is within the noise limits of the city, they've taken reasonable precautions, they'd still be permitted and allowed to continue.
Let's deal with the rezoning first.
Sorry,
it's fine. I'm just trying to keep organized as little as I can. By the way, Mr. Schweitzer, you're going to do plays?
It's okay. Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a certain parcel of land from M2 General Industrial to B2 General Business?
So moved.
I'll second.
You gave up so easy. Any discussion of motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, relative to the special use, I've had some conversations with the operators of the Rock. They are going to modify their operations. They haven't done it yet, but they will, to a 10:30 stop time for their concerts. And I'm looking at Mr. Schweitzer, looking for an up and down or left and right.
It's a whole different situation where I am. They're up, you know, a couple hundred feet, whatever. I have a quarry on two sides and really don't have the issues like that.
I'm not hung up on it, but...
I mean, I would like to go to 11, but at the 10:30, like you can tell, let's see you guys, so be it, you know.
Okay, by the way, for the audio record, that was Mr. Schweitzer, the owner of Ross and Pelt. Commissioner Fowler, Commissioner Thames.
Well, would you be, I understand the situation of the Rossin Pub, but would you be willing to, perhaps after 6 months, if we do get complaints, come back and reconsider at 10:30?
I'm not going to fight.
Talk with staff.
I will work with everybody. So
we can get your kind of verbal consensus that if there are problems, you might consider at 10:30.
Yes.
Good enough for me.
Commissioner Thames.
Is the plans to, I think we had a concert there once before, the plan was, located in the eastern area at the back of the building and shooting out towards the volleyball courts?
I was actually shooting from east to west. It was playing towards the west. They were on the east side of the patio.
Okay, but they were behind the building.
Correct.
Is that the same plan for all the future stuff too?
Yes.
Not moving it out into the general parking lot or back firing towards the street or out, and it's all going to be behind the building?
Yes.
And you already have volleyball courts back there?
Yeah, I have two volleyball courts and six horseshoe pits.
Are those all lighted?
Yes.
Okay. Commissioner Fowler.
Those already go to 11 already, correct? What time does the volleyball end?
Volleyball, once in a while, occasionally play until about 10 10:30, sometimes 11. There's really no one around her.
And there's been no complaints because I've seen volleyball get pretty rowdy.
Commissioner. I've been doing that since like 94, and I've never
If staff is aware of any complaints, I'd just like maybe noted. But if there's none, then maybe that's not going to be a problem.
Mr. City Engineer.
We have other establishments that keep coming back to us year after year for car shows. Is there staff see a problem putting car show in this list so we, in case they were to ever decide to do it, we don't have to come back?
The definition does include other events that don't have to be held in the back if there are no bright lights or amplifiers or speakers or anything like that. So they could potentially have car shows on the other sides of the building in addition.
Okay. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use to allow for a bar restaurant with outdoor entertainment, concerts, business use upon a property located at 5621 West Rawson Avenue in the great city of Franklin?
So moved.
Second.
You were slow on the uptake on that one. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. I look forward to Taming of the Shrew at Ross and Co.
with real life
All right, D2. This is a Pleasant View landscape plan, elementaries for the basketball court. Mr. Beadle.
Yes, this was previously approved with the Natural Resource Special Exception for the school was previously approved by the council, recommended for approval by the Plan Commission with a number of conditions, one of which was this landscaping plan to come back for the details on the mitigation. The actual quote for that condition is in the staff report. Can mention that the other condition was that the school talked to the alder person of the district and the neighbor, found out that a long time in the past, those individuals had done some on-site mitigation, and that's what they were interested in. So, bottom line, Alderwoman Wilhelm's preference would be, instead of doing the native plantings, that her preference would have been that they continue to do the invasive species removal. However, if she also said that if the Plan Commission and Common Council wishes to proceed with the mitigation, she did have some further changes that she wanted made to that, some of which she hadn't decided yet and wanted to be approval held open. So, for instance, she wanted if the mitigation was going to be recommended for approval as proposed by the applicant, she would like the switchgrass removed, and she would like consideration for the cardinal flowers to be removed and something be proposed in their place. She needed more time to decide what that would be. So staff is recommending approval as is. We would note that the way that condition is written, the natural resource special exception would have to go back to the council at a minimum to revise that condition to take out the change to mitigation from native plantings to invasive species removal. So if the school would agree to making that change to only invasive species removal, they have to go back to the Common Council for natural resource special exception. Or, of course, we offer, they could do both. You can always do more, but the school wasn't interested. One or the other would probably be okay, but not both, I believe. So if the Plan Commission does agree with the preference of the older person to do invasive species removal, this may have to go back as a natural resource special exception amendment or something to the council again. In addition, this landscape plan also has to go back to the council anyway. That was the recommendation from that environmental commission carried forward, so that this landscaping plan has to be reviewed and approved by both the Plan Commission and the council. So in any event, this landscape plan goes back to the council also. But staff is recommending approval as proposed by the school district, and we have no objections with those changing of the plant species. Staff would have no objection to that.
Okay, the applicant's here, and the applicant's boss is here as well. Commissioner Haley.
Okay, I'm sorry. I've been trying to make this simple and easier and get it done right. Appears to be getting a little overcomplicated. I concur with the comments of the older person. Let me clarify. One, this is the wrong place for those plantings. There's an existing path there. There's a split rail fence there that's been put for a purpose. The switchgrass is the wrong native plant to put there. It tends to be very aggressive. It has its place in an ecosystem. The school district will not be happy with the results if that is planted in this location. It'll encroach into the lawn. It'll encroach into the wetland and the native area. There's no switchgrass out there that I'm aware of. It's just the wrong choice, and there's 100 other choices to do. So I'd like to think that this level, this number of plants in these sizes placed elsewhere on the site would accommodate the need. I firmly believe this is the wrong location, and I would strongly recommend that the switchgrass not be used but be replaced with some other native grassy plant material. Same size, same quantities. I'm hoping to keep this simple in terms of coming back, but this is going to cause nothing but problems. And there's a, granted, maybe not an official trail there, but this is where everybody goes to. And you're going to try to grow plants, and it won't succeed. You'll just have a mess. Sorry.
Do you have a replacement species recommendation? The applicant has a recommendation. Mark, please come on, join us.
Mark Cloutier, Franklin Public Schools, 8255 West Forest Hill Avenue. Yes, after speaking with the alderperson, she will be sending me her inventory of what was originally planted in that area, and we will be using that as our basis for what we do plant in our new. So this, the species in here will not be included. We will include things only off of her inventory list, which is consistent with what was already there. That's the first piece. The second piece, as far as the location is concerned, the path that the Commissioner Haley may be speaking of is further to the east, where they go and they get to the paved paths that go down to the new park. The section where this is, there's no path there. I was there several days ago. If there is, it's overgrown at this point and can't really be found. And according to the alderperson, it was simply a loop that went from the corner out to there, so that you could walk through. And I think that it would be appropriate to put the landscape plan where it is. It's an existing spot where water is draining to. It would be a good place to slow down the water before it heads further south into the area.
Could be good with the first part. Anything, the species that are out there are good choices. And it's probably a diverse species. Same quantities, sizes, some mix there up. That works fine. My understanding is that's why the split rail fence is there, is because there was a path and there was mowing going on. Hey, I'm still concerned that it's the wrong spot. This is going to want to move northward into your turf area. The tendency is going to be for your groundspeople to try to mow that to keep it back, which defeats the purpose of mitigation. When you mitigate and you plant these, there's a requirement that they be nurtured and kept alive and maintained and such. And my concern is you're picking a battle here that you're probably not going to win, and these plants will end up failing and having to be replaced. I'm sure there's a better spot 10 feet this way or whatever that you could do this. I can't identify it for you, but...
I guess I'm unaware of where the path is that you're speaking of.
As am I. I guess the point is I don't want you to create a problem for yourself. We've got people out there using it, so maybe there's an alternate location. Maybe you can work with the alderwoman again. That's what I thought we were trying to do, is just keep this simple. Apparently she hasn't had concrete enough suggestions, but I don't want to slow this down. I don't want to make it difficult. We're talking about a little bit of mitigation, but I would like to see it succeed. That's the whole goal.
Mr. Deedle?
Two things. One is slight location staff has no problem with. It doesn't cause any problems with the approval as long as Planning Commission Council are okay. Other suggestions, there is a good point there. If some of these look too much like grasses and they start to go into the turf lawn, people cutting may not be able to know where to stop. Maybe putting some kind of identification, signs, fence, stones, something out there to identify the limit of where this native planting is so they don't cut it by accident.
So change in species does what to the approval process?
We would have to do something, you know, as discussed by the Plan Commission or as proposed by the alderperson of the district. That would have to be added to the condition. But staff is okay.
But it doesn't cause review of the NRPP?
No.
Or,
okay. No.
Commissioner? And I was promised, I was promised the inventory by the next council meeting from the alderman. That inventory of plants. I don't currently have it.
Commissioner Fowler?
Just a quick question. The invasive species control, where was the, is that just off the table going to cause, I mean, it just seems that's what was being done. Plant this in some other fashion and just do that, or is there a problem with doing it that way?
In addition to?
No. As my understanding was that was one option, and the other option was to do this planting as a mitigation.
It is an option proposed by the alderperson. The district would be happy with either or.
But then a question for staff. If they decide not to do the planting and do the invasive species control, would that require about a zillion hoops to be jumped, or is that a simpler approach?
We believe that that would be too great of a departure from that motion. That would have to go back to the Common Council as part of the natural resource special exception.
So no matter what we do here, it sounds like we're going back to the council, but they're already going back, so it wouldn't be that much of a delay, or would it?
The invasive species removal, if that were to be the option, that does not fulfill or meet the conditions of the already approved okay. natural resource special exception. Therefore, it would have to go back to be amended.
Okay.
So there's no easy way. I'm sorry. Okay. One last question. So they're going to have to go back. If we change the species, they're going to have to go back. If we did, no, they do not have to go back.
This landscaping plan.
Just the land. Okay. Thank you. So just the landscaping. Okay.
Mr. State Attorney has a motion.
Potential motion could be a motion to recommend approval of the landscape plan subject to the applicant's compliance with the anticipated Common Council President's list of proposed vegetation and Department of City Development staff review thereof, and also Department of review of potential moving of the landscape area with the applicant and approval thereof.
So moved.
Second. Discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
No, I want to stay here for a while.
Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.